You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Everybody, and welcome to day 9 of Empower Your Path. The theme for day 9 is energy, and we have an affirmation and a quote that helps you think about your own energy and your energy reserves and how you replenish them. Do you replenish your own energy reserves, and how do you do that? And it's an opportunity just to think about how important it is to guard your energy and replenish it, but also be careful about, you know, where you are putting your energy and who you're surrounding with and how their energy interacts with your energy. So everything around energy as it intersects with your ability to follow your path. And today I just want to share a poem with you to inspire you to think about energy. And as you read the affirmation and the quote and then do the daily task, to sort of have this poem in the background, informing, inspiring, just kind of vibrating there. Okay, so it's called Leisure by W.H. Davies. What is this life if, full of care, we have no time to stand and stare? No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep and cows. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see in broad daylight streams full of stars like skies at night. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet, how they dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich the smile her eyes began. A poor life this if, full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. So that is what I want to share with you for day 9 of Empower Your Path. If you're just listening in for the first time and wondering, what is Empower Your Path? Well, it's a 30-day journey of self-leadership. And if you'd like to participate for free and be eligible for prizes, all you have to do is go to bit.ly/self-leadership2024. Self-leadership is all one word, lowercase, and just sign up there. And then you will get an email with the link to get caught up on the ones that you have missed. And the contest is such that you don't have to have been following along day by day. You can start whenever you start. It's always a perfect time. When you start, that's the perfect time for you. But you can still be eligible for the prizes, which are dependent on you posting comments on the daily threads a minimum of 21 times. And there's a different prize for that. And if you if you post on every single one for the 30 days, there's another additional prize that you could get. And so the only way to be eligible for the prizes, though, is to sign up at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And I post these daily inspirations each day on my Facebook profile and on LinkedIn. And so you can choose where you want to post. If you mainly hang out on LinkedIn, you can do it there. If you want to do it in Facebook, you can do that too. And like I said, once you register, I will send you out that information email that gives you instructions on how to find the other ones and contribute. Hey, Own Your Creativity family. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about an idea I have. What do you think about an in-person podcast episode? It would be a live event with guest panelists. We'd record the podcast episode on site, and you get to meet the guests as well as network with each other. These in-person events would take place in the area of Montreal and the South Shore initially, and who knows, maybe we'd have more farther afield in the future. Does that sound like fun? Would you come to a live in-person podcast event? So let me know by sending me a voicemail at bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word. And on this page, you simply click on the button that says start recording and leave your message. And if you have suggestions for shows, guests on the show, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So that's bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, to signal by voicemail your interest in a live in-person podcast event of Own Your Creativity. Now, let's get back to the episode.
And after you've gone through each day, that's when you're invited to come and post a comment on the daily thread, something to do with the activity, the daily task that you did. And it doesn't have to be something super profound or, really personal or difficult, whatever you like to share. What's your aha moment? What did you like most about the activities for that day? And, just one or two sentences about what you liked and why, or your aha moment, or maybe it brought up a fond memory, or you didn't realize until you did this activity XYZ, So the deep work, the private work happens between you and the page or you and your computer. And then you're just invited to come and share whatever it is that you like to share, whatever you're comfortable with sharing. And so today is day 9 of Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. I'm really excited to offer this to you because pretty much anything that you want to accomplish, whether it's creating a business or writing a memoir or writing a volume of poetry or writing a screenplay, anything, any kind of personal or professional goal or desire or dream that you have in your heart is going to manifest much quicker and more deeply if you're doing the inner work at the same time that you are doing outer work. Because when we have goals, that's outer work. That's we're trying to bring something into being in the world, the external world. But what we bring into the external world is dependent on what we have done in the interior world. Because personal development, self-leadership, this is creating a foundation within you from which to draw upon so that you can create this awesome thing that you want to bring into being. But if there's nothing inside, it's going to be pretty hard to manifest in the outside world. So it all starts inside of you, but it's about how you cultivate that energy within you that you can afford to bring something out into the world as well. Because when we're impoverished with, time or energy or health, then it's really hard to create things that we can be proud of and that are
going to self-actualize us. So this 30 days is really an invitation to you to start thinking about, okay, I have one life and I want to bring the best of me to it. How can I do that? And this is especially important for those people who may have had a dream inside that they've stopped and started multiple times throughout their years, and still they haven't brought it to fruition. And it's likely it's because you haven't done the interior work in order to support this amazing thing that you want to bring out into the world. So this is free. It is a 30-day journey that you can find on my LinkedIn page or on my Facebook page. And like I say, when you sign up at bit.ly/self-leadership2024, you'll get an information email about how to find this. Because if you're listening to this on my podcast, you'll need a little help to find me on Facebook or on LinkedIn in order to participate. And the at the end of this 30 days, everything will be taken down and put into a community. So you do want to, you know, participate now while it's out there and free. And of course, you know, even if you are doing all 30 days and participating, definitely you'll want to join the community of other people who have gone through the same process as you. So that's it for today. Really looking forward to seeing your comments, and I will see you tomorrow for day 10. Take care, everyone.